You're listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have with me once again David McIlvaney. David is the president of the McIlvaney Financial Companies, McIlvaney Wealth Management, and ICA. It's a precious metals brokerage firm. Yeah, David has a very impressive academic background, having a degree from Biola University. That's an associate member of Keble College, Oxford University, and he worked with Morgan Stanley as well before going to work with his father's firm. Don McIlvaney started the McIlvaney business many years ago. I remember, and I'm much closer to Don McIlvaney's age than I am to David, so I remember many years ago when I was a young man listening to Don McIlvaney at a show in New York and reading his newsletter from time to time. So I'm really was really pleased to hear that that David was picking up for his father when his father retired recently. I've known David for quite a while. I think front and center above all, I think I know David well enough to say that he is a God-fearing man who believes in Creator God, who rules over all human activities and does so out of his love for us. Now, many people have told me over the years to keep my personal faith out of discussion about economics and markets, but my thinking has always been that you cannot separate one's worldview from human behavior. And the way I see it, there are basically two major religions in the United States. There is Christianity on the one hand, and what I would say is an anti-Christianity or liberalism on the other. And we Americans are facing those two conflicting worldviews, I think, like never before in my lifetime. And I think that they are having, at least liberalism is having an impact on our political and economic landscape like never before in my view. Well, anyway, theological issues are certainly beyond the scope of our discussion today because of limitations of time. We'll need to stay focused on some of the services that David's firm has available to help individuals through the storms that might lie ahead. McIlvaney Wealth Management and ICA, the precious metals firm, want to ask David about both of the services of both of those companies. Decades of Keynesian liberal economics have set a path of socialist economic destruction in front of us, and so what we want to ask David today is for help in protecting our wealth against the perils that we are starting to face now. I believe very firmly we're about to face, thanks to decades of irresponsible monetary creation. I should mention before we say hello to Dave that you can learn more about his firm at McIlvaney.com. That's McIlvaney.com. David, thank you so much for joining me again today.
Jake, great to be back with you.
Always good to have you. You know, I've been familiar with your weekly podcast, and I should tell our listeners that you really want to check this out. It's about an hour long. They're excellent in covering major developments in the markets as well as domestic political and geopolitical events. David, what is the objective of the podcast, and how can our listeners avail themselves to it?
Twofold objective with the podcast. One is continuing education for everyone in our community, this team here in Colorado. And by extension, the second purpose is to invite others into that learning process. So as we're uncovering things and asking questions and seeking answers and constantly searching for the truth, we're inviting listeners to come along for the ride with that. So whether it's book discussions with a particular author or talking to a politician or a central banker or our own internal discussions, just me and a colleague, that's what we're trying to figure out, is what makes the world work and how we should be positioning accordingly as investors.
You know, I get an email every week advising me of the topic and that you're, and then the link to the email. How can people get that? How can they receive their email, your emails that alert them to the topics of your podcasts?
Yeah, you know, that's easy. If you go to McIlvaney Weekly Commentary, you mentioned our main site, McIlvaney.com. Mm-hmm. McIlvaney Weekly Commentary has a subscribe function on it. And you can listen to this week's commentary. I've been doing it we're now in our 11th year of podcasting every week.
It's excellent. And I wasn't aware that you have another, I guess it's on YouTube, actually, Tori Aguilar, a senior advisor in your firm, told me about it. You have something called the Golden Rule Radio that I guess the focus is primarily on the markets, on the precious metals markets. And I listened to it last week, and I thought it was really excellent. It was like a 10-minute overview of the markets and some things to look at. It's a technical discussion from a technical perspective as well as fundamentals. So the objective of that, I guess, is just to keep people in touch with the precious metals markets and help them keep a perspective of it, because I was just talking to our first guest a little while ago. You know, it's so easy to, we miss the market from 30,000 feet up, and we're looking at what we're experiencing right now today. Gold is down, $10 or so, and it looks, it's discouraging if you don't take a longer-term perspective. But what is the objective, then, of the Golden Rule shows, if you could just explain that?
Yeah, our whole organization is geared towards product innovation and ongoing education. We want to empower investors to wisely engage with the world, whether it's in fixed income, whether it's in commodities, whether it's in equities, gold, of course. So education is certainly a part of it. And product innovation is something that we've been doing for a long, long time. We're the first company to put physical precious metals into an IRA going back to the mid-1980s and have come up with a number of new formats for people to invest in the metals through the years. So education and product innovation drive us. Those are two pillars of who we are and why we exist.
Yeah, an IRA for gold or silver as well, I suppose, right?
That's right.
Okay. You know, I read somewhere in your company's literature that over the past 50 years, an investment allocation 75% to stocks, 25% to gold bullion would have performed much better than 75% in stocks and 25% in bonds. Specifically, the statistics were $1,000 invested 50 years ago would have turned into $93,000 if you went the conventional route, which is 75% stocks, 25% in bonds. But lo and behold, if you had that 25% in gold bullion, that $1,000 would have gotten you to $125,000. How do you explain that?
Yeah, the big issue is volatility. And when you have a high percentage allocated to stocks, if you have a market downturn, if you take a loss in your equity portfolio, it can take a long time to recover. When you have a cushion like a 25% allocation to gold, what you're doing is lowering total volatility and increasing total returns over time. So you don't have the same significant drawdowns that the normal equity portfolio would have. So, over time, that's why you end up with a higher rate of return when you're combining equities and bullion. My dad ran those numbers for Merrill Lynch back in the 1970s, and We wanted to check our math and see if anything had changed from the 70s to present, and we did the same research all over again this last year, and lo and behold, that 75-25% split. If growth is important to you, you can take away some of the downside by having an allocation to gold bullion.
David, is gold more negatively or less strongly correlated with stocks than bonds?
Correct. I mean, one of the things that drives the bond market and the stock market at the same time is the cost of capital. So, as interest rates are coming down, bond prices are going up. Lo and behold, as interest rates are coming down, if you're doing a discounted cash flow modeling for equities, you have a justification for a higher price. So when the cost of capital is coming down, you end up with a higher correlation between stocks and bonds. Gold ends up being a better hedge than a fixed income portfolio would offer.
Right. So then, have you found in the statistics you just ran less volatility, less risk in terms of volatility or change from year to year in returns on the portfolio for the gold portfolio, the one with gold as opposed to the one with bonds?
That's correct. That's precisely right.
So less risky. And if you're in a retirement position, you need to take some money out from time to time. If you're sitting all with stocks and bonds and you have a 2008, 2009 kind of event, all of a sudden you might be sitting with half your value gone.
And I think one of the things that we consider is that harvesting profits, whether it's from a cryptocurrency position or an equity portfolio that's done very well, the NASDAQ gets above 8,000, routinely cutting that back. A farmer plants seed, he grows the crop, cuts it back, and plants again. And that process of taking profits, I think, is so important and reallocating. And to me, when you're building wealth, gold is one of those foundational pieces that represents a long-term asset that you want to accumulate over years. And one of the things that we've tried to innovate there is ways in which you can invest in gold that become easier and easier. And we've just launched a brand new product that I think that does that very well.
I've known of you for so many years. I've known of you as, you know, your father as an Honest Money gold, silver firm. You mentioned your innovative products and so forth. You don't deal with stocks, I think, very much at all, do you?
Our wealth management company does. We deal with everything under the sun. Yep. We're very well exposed to the analysis and the allocation process. We're not in that sense a one-trick pony. If it's in the financial universe, we're very interested in it. What gives us a particular interest in the program we just launched called Vaulted is really a generational issue. When we look at the generations of investors that we've helped, tens of thousands of people, billions of dollars placed into the metals market through the years, we started in 1972, we see a generational communication issue, and that is parents and grandparents who may have a proclivity to own gold don't necessarily know how to articulate it, and quite frankly, in the last 10, 15 years, something has shifted dramatically. The format in which people give and receive information and communicate is beginning to change. In fact, the way in which they prefer in a younger generation to even transact business is predominantly digital. So Vaulted is a program that we launched to be able to address the needs of the next generation of gold investors. We saw a need in the market for a more transparent and straightforward way to approach gold investing, especially for a younger generation who may be newer to the market or to gold. And I think it's a great offering that allows for one generation to kind of pass the baton to the next with the values that they find important to them, but, you know, with a format that makes more sense to a 21st century crowd.
Yeah, for sure. I can't imagine too many young people. My son, for example, is in his early 30s, loading up the truck and taking some silver home and putting it in a closet or in the barn or someplace. So, so your Vaulted product, which you mentioned, I did open an account there. I believe it's for small investors as well as larger investors. I mean, I think you can open an account for as little as $10. I think I saw I opened mine with $50. It was very easy. I'm certainly not a very IT savvy person, but I think it took me less than 10 minutes perhaps to open it. Talk to us a little bit about the Vaulted Gold product. What makes it unique, and why do you think it provides something that others haven't yet provided in this space?
There are other products out there that have either a different product mix or a pricing strata or an interface that we've found to be incredibly challenging to use. So what we were trying to do is bring the best mix of product pricing and interface so that the ease of use when you're transacting, buying and selling is there. I mean, we want you to feel like you're holding, when you're holding your smartphone, actually holding gold there on your phone. So how much gold do you want to be able to transport with you? How much gold do you want on your phone? You can go from cash to gold in seconds with one touch to get either to or from the gold market. And so we developed Vaulted to be an easy-to-use, web-based application to really reinvent the way people invest in gold.
All right, so if I want to go, I can go online, open a Vaulted account, and buy gold at whatever the market price is at that point in time, I guess, with a credit card, or with, how do I do it?
Vaultedapp.com is the domain, Vaultedapp.com, and yeah, you can do it any way that you want. The best way, if you're considering it as a savings alternative, and that's really where I see this being really filling a void. Savers don't want to be stuck in a game where they have no control. And I think we're seeing devaluation become more and more common. I mean, look at how flexible politicians are with their exchange rates and the tools that they use to create economic stimulus, and now all the talk of trade conflict and whatnot. Currencies are smack dab in the middle of this. So the fact that people have to look at their savings more critically and say, what is a stable way to hold my savings? You link this account to your savings account or checking account, and ACH funds either in or out, and it's very easy to manage your liquidity. One of the critiques I've had over 50 years, we've been in the business near almost 50 years, is it's cumbersome to transact with gold. I have to send product in. I have to wait for it to arrive. How long does the post office take to get it there? This takes away all of the encumbrance and, again, allows you to treat a gold holding as if it's a savings alternative.
You know, there has also been talk about, you know, we had bailouts in 2008, 2009. There's talk now of bail-ins where banks may simply decide that they need a certain amount of your deposit to keep solvent. And they apparently have the legal right. Actually, you are an unsecured lender when you put your money in the bank. So it would seem to me to make some sense to take your savings out of the financial sector and put it into something like your vaulted product. I would think outside of the banking system. Cost of storage, David, and cost of buying and selling gold.
Right, you're right in line with GLD on the cost of storage, 40 basis points, and you know we have some of the lowest fees in the industry. And all that is shared up front. You go through that webpage, vaultedapp.com, and it gives you every detail that you would want, including the fact that the gold that the Royal Canadian Mint uses is certified conflict-free. And I think this is a key value that we embraced through the development process, transparency. Gold investment opportunities have been criticized, whether it's from hidden fees or taxes, and I think Vaulted addresses all of these issues by providing a completely transparent investment process. So, you know, if you're looking at the current spot price of gold, add 1.8%, and that's your cost for the kilo bars. And yeah, we've eliminated the middleman. Ordinarily, there's a middleman. You have spot plus the wholesale price plus a retail. On top of that, we've been able to compress all of that down with our direct relationship with the Royal Canadian Mint.
And the gold that you buy, is it allocated? Is it your gold? Is there some way of identifying your
specific
gold?
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the key things is when we look at gold in other programs, it's very difficult to get a hold of or take delivery of. It's not in a format that you would want to. And kilo bars are one of those things that whether it's Asia or Europe or the U.S., readily available, very desirable. And you're talking about a non-pooled product, an allocated product. So you can buy any portion of a bar. And then once you've completed the purchase of an entire bar weight, 32.15 ounces, then you're assigned that serial number. So every purchase is associated with a serial number, and then you're assigned that specific serial number if you own the entire bar.
Recently we had a guest on that has a product in which you can lease your gold. You still own it. It's leased, and this firm does its due diligence, and it's actually insured by Lloyd's of London. You can lease your gold, and I guess maybe perhaps get 2% or something like that on it. You're not going to get rich on it, but at least your gold is earning something. That's a lot of times the argument that's put out against owning gold. Well, it doesn't give you any return. Well, it saves its value. We know over long periods of time, and fiat currency becomes worthless ultimately. But the reason I just mentioned that, is it possible to have physical gold transferred from the vaulted account? So if I wanted to have physical gold transferred to, say, invest with this other company, not invest, but to lease my gold out for a return from another firm and then have it sent back to my vaulted account, is that possible?
Absolutely not. We would not want to touch leased gold with a 10-foot pole, and I'll tell you why. When you deal with counterparty concerns and what happens in the context of financial stress and strain, a leased gold program is beautiful for the income that it gives you under normal circumstances. But the reason that you own gold is for those instances in which things are abnormal. When the stock and bond market or currency markets are in chaos, you saw this in 2008 and 2009, everybody wants to know who owns what. Who owns what and who has access to it? So all of a sudden, counterparty risk and whether or not collateral is actually accessible and to whom becomes a real issue. Now, if you want to stand in line and spend thousands of dollars with New York City lawyers to figure out if you get your gold back after leasing it, then you be my guest. But for me, the priority of owning gold is owning something that is a financial asset, but as we talked about earlier, is not in the banking system and is only at the periphery periphery of the financial system, ready to be deployed into the financial system at a moment's notice. So I like the idea of treating gold as a savings alternative, as a currency alternative, and in the right time and space, putting it to work. Savings do that for you when there's value propositions in front of me that make the most sense. But I'll tell you what, Jay, if things are getting cheap, that means that there is stress and strain in the financial markets. We have such a financialized, over-leveraged system that the idea that you can, when you want to liquidate your gold to buy other assets, be able to do that in that kind of a leased arrangement, but I wouldn't risk that, because I think the best upside in gold is actually the translation from one asset class to the other, going from gold, your savings deposit, into a value asset, whether it's stocks, land, or what have you. So I definitely clearly have a bias there, and would not participate in that kind of a program for all the merits that it may have.
Just with a couple of minutes left, David, I think your firm also engages in a gold-silver strategy where you swap into back and forth between the two metals. Is that handled? Is that in the wealth management, or where? What part of your business handles that?
Yeah, so ICA, International Collectors Associates, is our precious metals brokerage company. Right. And there you're dealing with guys and gals with 20, 30 years experience in the market, and trading the ratios and looking at premium plays and things like that allow you to compound ounces. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, I love Vaulted. Vaulted's convenient way to save, and you can do it with as little as $10 in the account, which makes it great for kids and grandkids and things like that. But if you want a more sophisticated approach, not a static position in gold, but actually want to toggle back and forth between gold and silver or from platinum to palladium or what have you, then tapping into the kind of advisors that you have in our precious metals brokerage firm, it's invaluable. I mean, it pays itself over and over and over again. So, I mean, I love the new product that we're doing, Vaulted. It's not a cure-all. It's not meant to be all things to all people. It is meant to be a savings alternative. It is meant to be a non-bank alternative. And so I think it does those things very well. It does those things very well. But if you're looking for more counsel and consultation and expertise in ways of growing ounces within a precious metals portfolio over time, can't think of a better group of people to be in touch with.
All right, and you do have that personal contact that people can actually talk to your advisors there, which is, I think, special these days when everything seems to be so automated and non-personalized. So I think that's definitely a plus that you're offering. David, with just about a minute left, where do you think we're at in the credit cycle now? I mean, we've had a stock market now that's hit new highs. It seems like it's never going to end. It seems as though Mr. Trump is probably going to put It has seemingly been putting pressure on the Fed chairman to ease the money supply and pump money in there to keep the party going. Where do we sit right now?
I think we're at the final stretch of the credit cycle. My colleague Doug Noland, who writes the Credit Bubble Bulletin and manages on our wealth management platform the Tactical Short, I think would agree with me that we have gone about as far as creativity can take you in terms of central bank interventions, an extension of a business cycle which has gone far beyond clearly anything that perhaps I've imagined or he's imagined. But you begin to run out of ammunition, so to say. And you know, we're at a dangerous place where asset values are extended, where apathy and complacency is equally extended, where people have borrowed record amounts on loans from their brokerage firms to buy even more of what they consider to be a guaranteed win in the stock market. It's that kind of over-exuberance that defines the market top. Yeah. And, you know, now with, you know, whether it's price to earnings or price to free cash flow or what have you, you can look at a variety of metrics, and we are at the most expensive or second most expensive market values in all of stock market history.
All right, we'll have to leave it go at that, Dave. We're out of time. It always goes so fast. So much more to ask you about. Perhaps another time, if you can come back, we'd love to have you to talk more about some of the economic issues, the global geopolitical issues, and so forth that are in play. But people can listen every week to your podcast and catch all of that as well. Thank you, David, for being with us, and all the best to you and your firm.
Thank you. And if anyone's curious about the Vaulted program, just vaultedapp.com is a great way to discover more.
Excellent. All right, folks. Well, that is all the time we have. Next week, Richard Mayberry will be with me. Peter Talman, the CEO of Klondike Gold, And I expect Michael Oliver will be with me once again as well. Until then, goodbye and God's blessings to you.
Thank you again for listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with Jay Taylor. Please join us again next Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Bonterra Resources, an advanced exploration company, is aggressively expanding its high-grade Gladiator gold deposit in Quebec, Canada. Over the last 12 months, Bonterra has raised over $60 million and has attracted strategic investors Eric Sprott, Kirkland Lake Gold, and New York-based Vanek Gold Fund. Bonterra is focused on updating its 43-101 resource in the second half of 2018 and will incorporate up to an additional 100,000 meters of drilling, where the dimensions of the Gladiator deposit have been expanded to date nearly 500%. Bonterra trades in Canada under the symbol BTR and in the U.S. under the symbol BONXF.
Often referred to as one of the best teams in junior gold exploration, having discovered a 5 million ounce gold mine and sold a second company amidst discovery, the management behind Orin Resources now has a world-class exploration portfolio within Canada and Peru. Projects that give the company one of the largest direct pipelines for major discoveries globally, with one of the deepest technical teams to explore them. Entering into its third year of aggressive pursuit, Orin is expecting results from two of their major projects throughout the rest of this year. For the latest, head to orinresources.com and subscribe.